Luis Tipene Opetaia is a very interesting wahine. She's been travelling the world during the course of her life, and she has whakapapa lines through Ngāti Hamoa and also Tangata Whenua. Today we're talking about Pollywood, if you please, in the Pacifica Film Festival at the Mangere Arts Centre, Ngāti Hoa Uanuku. It opened here just yesterday. And Luisa has worked in the screen industry, promoting and encouraging our people to support our film industry. She's with us to talk about Pollywood. Hey, Luisa, kia ora no, hoki mai, welcome back.
Hi, kia ora, how are you, Dale? Good to be on.
I love the sound. Pollywood sounds just cool. So, what's it about?
It's a festival that was created by a good friend of mine, Craig Farsi, 21 years ago, and he's from Niue, and wanted to, a way to be able to share films made by Pacific filmmakers, and so, this is the 21st year that he's been doing it. He's curated seven films from different parts of the Pacific. We've got the Cook Islands, there's a Samoan story in there, but from California. There's a Hawaiian film. The rest are from Aotearoa, but obviously made by Pacific diaspora. So they had their first screening was last night at the Mangere Arts Centre. I was grateful to be able to be in town, to be able to go along. They have another screening on Saturday at the Auckland Art Gallery, and then next Thursday at Te Uru, which is the Waitakere Contemporary Gallery. So just a way to, some of the films, like one of them was a student film from a Samoan boy that just graduated from Unitech, and has, got his whole family involved, as we do when we're making films, and you bring all your friends and that kind of thing. So, just kind of interesting to see what kinds of stories people are telling. And always, just want to support our Pacific filmmakers.
And I'd want to acknowledge, too, that advances in digital technology are allowing more and more people to express their creativity in this way by making films. And literally, nowadays, some people are making decent quality films on their iPhones with slick editing and the like. So it used to be well out of reach, or seemed to be, didn't it, Luisa? And nowadays, not so. It's a very exciting period for Māori and Pacifica film and creativity, ne?
Absolutely. So five of the five creatives were there last night. They were associated with three of the films, and they definitely talked about that. Robert George, who's Māori and Cook Island Māori, he did a documentary about the 50th anniversary of the Polynesian Panthers, and he definitely said that. He said, if you're interested in this medium, if you're interested in telling stories, you have the technology in your phone to be able to do, to do something. And actually, one of the other stories there, a Cook Island story, was animated, and the guy who did that, he just used free animation software and set it on his computer. It took him a very long time because he didn't have, the best of the best in terms of tech, but he was still able to put a short film together, and, he's working on other, telling other stories in the future. So, definitely, the film industry right now, like the professional film industry, is in a bit of a lull, especially with the writer's strike in the US, and the actors are also like negotiating, and a lot of those productions that were going to be filmed here have had to be put on hold, and those kinds of productions, our people who work in the industry often work on those. So it's been hard for people to make a living in terms of, being able to work on those big productions that they had been counting on. But it gives people time to work on some of their own stuff. We all have these stories that we want to tell, but we're busy making money to pay off, to pay our bills and feed our families. But what I love to see is, the stories that people make in their own time, because that's what they really want to tell.
Tēnā koe. Hey, Luisa, I know that you've just returned to Tamaki after a tour around the country. Who was on that tour? And you wanted to promote language and culture. What was the gist of that hiko around the mutu there, sis?
So during the New Zealand summer, I take 6 months off of my day job, and I go, I am a kaiarahi, I'm a tour guide. around Aotearoa. So yeah, so I just did a tour. It was a 20-day tour. Started in Tāmaki Makaurau. We finished in Ōtautahi. We went all around both islands. I had 10 guests. They were from Australia, the UK, a couple of Americans, a German, a Finn. So this is my first tour of the season. I've got 5 more after this. And yeah, it was amazing. Just, you know, the borders are back open. People are coming back here. People want to learn about us as Māori, and they want to experience our whenua, but through our eyes. So yes, I took them on a couple of cultural visits. We went to Te Puia in Rotorua, which is amazing. They get to eat hangi, they get to see kiwi, they get to look at our at the wānanga that they have there, and see you know, our carving students, our tāmoko, you know, all different aspects of our art, and students from around the motu that are learning, you know, traditional Māori practices. And then in Te Waipouna, I took them to do some greenstone carving with Ngai Tahu, with a whānau down there. So yeah, I just want everyone to know that now that the borders are open, you know, amazing things are happening in tourism, and especially with a focus on Māori tourism.
Good to talk to you again, Louisa. Pollywood is a celebration of our people and our Pacifica cousins' contribution to the film scene. Please check it out. If you just Google it up, it'll give you some idea of where and when. And Louise Tipini Opataya, kindly with us to point us in the right direction. Mauri ora kia koe. Tuhine. Thanks, Louisa.
Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi. And to the Urban Māori Radio.